Listening Library presents The Princess in Black, Books 1, 2, and 3, by Shannon Hale and Dean Hale. Read for you by Julia Whalen. The Princess in Black. Chapter 1. Princess Magnolia was having hot chocolate and scones with Duchess Wigtower. The hot chocolate was hot. The scones were sweet. The breeze from the window was warm and wishy.
"How lovely of you to visit," said Princess Magnolia. "And unexpected."
"I love to meet people in their own homes," said Duchess Wigtower. "I always uncover secrets."
"Secrets?" said Princess Magnolia.
"Yes, secrets," said Duchess Wigtower. "Hidden messes, skeletons in closets, that sort of thing."
"Closets?" said Princess Magnolia. The hot chocolate burned her lip. The breeze knocked her curls into her face. She was no longer enjoying herself.
"You seem so prim and perfect," Duchess Wigtower leaned forward. "But everyone has a secret."
Princess Magnolia brushed crumbs off her frilly pink dress. She hoped she didn't look nervous, because she did indeed have a secret, a huge secret, a secret she didn't want anyone to uncover, especially not the nosy Duchess. Just then, Princess Magnolia's glitterstone ring rang.
"The monster alarm," thought Princess Magnolia. "Not now."
"What was that ringing sound?" asked Duchess Wigtower.
"A bird?" said Princess Magnolia. She wished her ring's ring sounded anything like a bird. It didn't.
"Strange bird," said the Duchess.
"Maybe it's sick," said Princess Magnolia. "I should check."
Princess Magnolia minced to the door. Her glass slippers went tink, 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 tink.
"You're going to just leave me here," said the Duchess.
"I'll hurry back," said Princess Magnolia.
She smiled sweetly. She shut the door softly. And then Princess Magnolia ran. Chapter 2. Princesses do not run. Princesses do not stuff frilly pink dresses into broom closets. Princesses do not wear black. And princesses most definitely do not slide down secret chutes and high-jump castle walls. But then, most princesses do not live near an entrance to Monster Land. Stopping monsters was no job for prim and perfect Princess Magnolia. But fortunately, Princess Magnolia did have a secret. She was secretly the Princess in Black, and stopping monsters was the perfect job for the Princess in Black. Chapter 3. In the courtyard, Frimple Pants was nibbling an apple. He swished his sparkly tail. He pranced on his golden hooves. He gave the horn upon his brow a little toss. Clearly, Frimple Pants was a unicorn. Or was he? Frimple Pants's glitter stone horseshoe rang. The monster alarm. He took 3 dainty steps toward the castle wall. He looked right. He looked left. No one was watching, so Frimple Pants entered a secret passage. Horn lifted off. Golden hooves slid aside. Sparkly mane and tail shook free. He came out the other side. He was no longer Frimple Pants the unicorn. He was Blackie, the Princess in Black's faithful pony. Just then, the Princess in Black was soaring over the castle wall. She landed on Blackie's back.
"Fly, Blackie, fly," she said, "to the goat pasture as fast as you can. There's a nosy duchess in the castle."
They charged through the forest. Birds flapped out of their way. The birds squawked. The birds cheeped. The birds sounded nothing like a ringing ring. Chapter 4.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?